Hello and welcome to Bread Time. My name is Charlie Dietz.
And Gabriel Valdivia.
This week we're going to be talking about working for free. I think it's something we both have done. I think it's something that a lot of designers particularly go through. I think pretty much anyone who produces stuff, there's a lot of reasons why you would work for free or start to do work for free. We're going to be talking about that today. For this conversation, maybe let's leave out side projects, because I would rather feel like side projects can be valuable for a lot of reasons, but there are times specifically where you literally do work for someone else and it's not just a friendly situation where you're collaborating. And I think I want to focus on those times.
So we can start with the simplest version of this, which is when you have never worked before and you have no experience. One way to get experience quickly is by doing a lot of work for free.
And doing that type of work generally is advantageous to some degree because you can put that stuff in your portfolio and say like, I did this thing for X company, and you have a little bit of a like association with something that is a brand that's like more ground or like more real than like your career at that point, right? So associating yourself with those little things is sometimes good fodder for like a real company to come along and say like, hey, I will give you money to do that type of thing. And I think before I was like a designer, I was doing a lot of like retouching, and I would retouch for free for places when they needed it, because I was like, I just want to have like things in my portfolio that look like professional and like look like something that someone else would see hired for. And that actually like worked, because when I started doing that stuff, I actually started getting real jobs, and they didn't pay like super great or something in the beginning, but it gave me the opportunity to start getting the type of work that was going to like actually get the whole thing moving properly.
How do you cross that line from like working for free to actually saying, no, my profession deserves some monetary, you know, reward?
There's a very nervous moment I remember very clearly where it's like, I've been working for free a lot and I want to start getting the paying jobs, but the people who already use me and have learned to like rely on my services expect me to work for free now. And you get kind of like pigeonholed for like some time there. And it feels real uncomfortable because you're like, oh no, like how, like I do need to get paid to survive. But the people who know that I can do a good job now actually don't think I'm worth paying for.
From my perspective, a lot of the work that I did for free was because I had another job that was paying me to survive, whether it was in design or not. And it is hard to transition from like doing free jobs to doing jobs for money. I think that as long as you have some sort of income where, you know, it helps you to survive to whatever standard of living you're happy with, I think you should also seek jobs where you don't get paid, but you get a different type of reward. And I think that facilitates a different type of dynamic between the client and the designer, where you can do things that are more experimental or more detached from whether this will be my living or not.
The main benefit I think that comes out of it is like some sort of like portfolio addition type thing, right? I mean, also experience, like doing work, working with other people. I guess that comes out of it too, because you learn how to deal with someone and say what you need out of the situation and learn to deal with when they ask you to do things that you're uncomfortable with and stuff.
I also like the idea of working with people you've always wanted to work, and that being the reward you get from it. So the collaboration you get with someone that you respect, that you admire, that might itself might be something that you want to get away from that transaction. So maybe removing money from that equation can help you get those relationships.
Okay, so here's a trick. I've gone into relationships where I work for free sometimes because I know someone or know someone who knows them really well, or like a friend of the family or something like that. And I get into a situation where I'm getting paid zero to very little essentially, right? But I'm helping them out. They can become reliant on you and have their own time schedules for things, but you're doing the work for free. And this is maybe even at the point in your career where you can be using that time to actually bill other people successfully. So maybe that's the next question. Like, once you are successfully making money doing the thing that you want to be doing, should you still be doing that work for free?
Well, I have a hard line where I never have and probably never will charge my friends or family for work ever. To me, that is very clear. What I will do is I will say no. So if I, you know, if a friend or a family member asked me to do a website and I need the money, then I will say no. Because to me, that it's a cleaner kind of relationship between me and my family or my friends. As soon as you involve business, especially money and that type of expectations, I think that dilutes and the relationship and has a lot of potential to go bad.
Yeah, I think I do that one totally wrong, because I'm usually like, okay, I will do this for you, but I'll take like a reduced amount of money for my time, because I want to feel like I don't feel guilty about, you know, doing this. And sometimes people want to pay you. So it's like, okay, yeah, let's like make it like a have-zy kind of thing. Or like, but the problem with that is those type of projects, because the people know you or are comfortable with you in certain ways, they tend to go on like way longer than they should. And you get sort of like into a position where you're like helping someone quite a bit, and you build this like kind of resentment up or something. And I don't like that feeling at all either. I should just say no, like, hey, no, but I'm not great at doing that.
What are some projects you worked for free on that you're really proud of? What are some of your favorite ones?
One of my old coworkers, who was a photographer when I worked at Wright Auction, he needed like a website to show off his photography. And to me, it was like a great learning experience. Or like, I was really into web at that particular time, where I was like really trying to like up my web game and see like what I could do, what I could pull off, especially like in the development realm. And I remember we like got real excited, and like I built this thing for him, and I mean, it was good. He like used it for a website for a couple of years, and yeah, I think it was like a pretty cool project. But I learned a bunch about actually like user experience during it, because like I built this thing that was like not very practical, but we both thought was like pretty attractive. And it was definitely one of those times where user experience started to, I saw the value of that over just like graphic UI design, and how it was actually more important that the site just worked really well so that he could have people see his photos, more so than giving the presentation of like an elegant website. That was cool, because I got started to get practical for the first time during that project.
Mine was a few years ago, where I've been listening to this podcast called Totally Rad Show, which was a video podcast, and I watched from the first episode to the last one for years. This lasted, I don't know, at least 3 or 4 years. And after it ended, one of the hosts of that podcast made a Kickstarter campaign to host a new podcast. It was called Newest, Latest, Best with Jeff Cannata. And I just sent him an email. I was like, hey, I'm a fan. I do design. Do you need a logo? I can do that for you. So that allowed me to work with him, who I've been like basically stalking for years, you know, watching all his content for years. And now I have this weird connection with this idol of mine that that I wouldn't have had if I would have put that barrier of like, oh yeah, this logo is worth X amount.
I think that's a really cool story, because one thing that I have noticed about working for free is it is like a leveling agent in some ways. Like, you might look up to someone and they seem very far away from where you are at that particular moment in your career where you're like really trying to start making it or whatever. But a lot of people actually will be pretty excited by like some you providing some free assistance in order to like be part of their brand or the thing that they're doing. And it can open relationships up. So maybe that's like one major point that we've gotten to here today, which is like, if you are wanting to work for free, like, don't just take what comes to you necessarily. Make sure you feel like the thing that you're doing has a clear thing that makes it feel worth it to you. Like, maybe it's a new relationship, maybe it's someone who's highly connected, someone who you know will refer you to other people, someone who you can learn from. You should be checking out those things to make sure that they like fit those requirements before you do the work. I also, when I was in this like photography retouching game, I definitely worked for a couple photographers for little to no money as an assistant for a while. Those experiences were pretty hard, because first off, I was so hungry to like want to make it in that world and like be recognized that I like gave it all of my effort, and I'd put in like tons of hours and try really hard to do really well. they honestly didn't want anything out of me other than free help. Like, I wasn't going to get a position with them, or it wasn't, I did get experience. I saw like what photo shoots were like and what retouching was. And like, I saw these things in real life. But as far as like it having a direct correlation on what to do next, in a lot of ways, it felt like dead ends to me. And there's no other way to get that experience other than that. So it's kind of like something you have to do sometimes. But you should be like looking out for those times, because you just don't want to feel like you're being taken advantage of, really. I think that's like the key thing in working for free. Like, you don't ever want to get into the position where you start to feel bad about it, because that's just not good for like your progress and the way you value yourself.
Yeah, conversely, for me, I've said yes to working for free a few times where, because it is for free, I don't value that work as much and I don't prioritize it as much as other work. So after a while, I end up just procrastinating on that and failing, you know, failing people that I promised I was going to do something for. And to me, that feels really bad, because, you know, these people are relying on you to do X, Y, or Z, and you choose to, you know, do other things instead. I'd be careful to manage your time in a way where you can leave room for things that give you a different value that is not necessarily financial value. But at the same time, make sure you appreciate those things in a way that can compete with the attention that you usually give something that, you know, provides for yourself or your family. Once you remove money from the equation, work is really like loosely defined. Like, what is work? Like, is mentorship work? Is volunteering work? So I think, especially once you have fun doing work, you know, like I actually enjoy pushing pixels and thinking about design. So maybe if you don't think of it as work and just a different type of transaction where you provide services and then you get something in return that is maybe experience, relationships, or some sort of other reward mechanism, I think that might help kind of shift the perception of whether you should work for free or not. So designing for free can sometimes be useful if you value things other than money. Thinking about those things and investing in them in a way that benefits both you and the person on the other side, that is probably the way to go.
The thing you always have to watch out for is yourself. Like, you are the only person managing yourself in a lot of ways, and just always treat yourself right. And like, and if you do get into an uncomfortable situation, sometimes you have to make hard moves to get out of it. And yeah, don't be afraid to do those things, because really no one's gonna help you other than yourself in those type of scenarios.
Okay, that was episode 6 of Bread Time. And for the first time, you can no longer fit the number of episodes in one hand.
Finally.
If you enjoy the podcast, please share it with at least one friend. Share the love. We like hearing from you guys, so let us know. We have a website. It's breadtime.fm. We had a Twitter account, at breadtime.fm. And we have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/breadtime.fm.
Feel free to hit us up on Twitter if you have suggestions for stuff you'd like to hear us talk about, or if you maybe want to like be a guest on the show or something. Just I went there, so yeah. We've never had a guest before, but you could be you.
Cool. See you on the other side.